Hey, Martin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. You've been taking voice lessons, haven't you?
I have been. I was actually at an event this weekend and speaking on my favorite topic, how to get a podcast up. A couple hundred people in the room, and one of the people who spoke was a professional speaker coach.
Yeah.
So I managed to, you know, you watch these people up speaking and how they use their voice to pull people in.
Yeah.
And transmit emotion, and I bring it to our show. Yes! We had a great time.
Okay.
And of course, you know, it's all you. Everywhere that we go, we learn things from people. Sometimes by osmosis, sometimes by being taught, sometimes by teaching. So, you know, I often believe that the quickest and easiest way to learn something is to teach it. And
true.
But you know, what happens is it blends everything kind of all together. And it's really, really quite exciting. And that's one of the things that I'm excited about today, because we're going to talk about blending things together and why that's important and how that works to restore vitality to people.
Yeah, good point. You know, we have added blenders to the product range we offer, which, why in the world would I want to be in the blender business, right?
Yeah. Well, first of all, why would we want to blend anything unless we're making like margaritas or Slurpees?
Yeah, good point. Okay, lesson in nutrition. Your digestive system extracts nutrients only at the interface layer, meaning on the surface. Visualize a marble, and your digestive system can only get at the outside of the marble, not the inside of the marble.
This is why people say you need to chew your food like 30 times.
Mm-hmm. The more you chew, the more you break down the food, and therefore you will have greater surface area for your digestive system to act against.
Okay. And then you extract more of the nutrients. So people that gulp their food or wash their food down with water, like me.
Well, that's a different issue, but the gulping, anyway.
Yeah. We're not making it easy for our body to extract good nutrients out of that food.
Right. And that's why, for instance, a teaspoon of something like Exula, superfood, is five times more effective than two teaspoons of something off the shelf that is coarse grind.
Mm.
It's the micronization that makes a big difference.
And also the fact that you do it in a way that doesn't cook the enzymes.
That's the other issue, yes.
Yeah, but different than the blending part of it.
But anyway, so there are blenders out there that can not only chop stuff up into small bits, they are so effective that they can actually break the cell wall of the things that you're blending.
So you actually get the nutrients inside the cell.
Right. So the exposure of nutrients is so much enhanced that you're actually getting, well, I guess your chewing is upgraded tremendously when you have a good blender.
Mm.
So a healthful smoothie, which is the word commonly used for a liquid drink that's got nutrients in it, can be a very powerful experience.
Mm. Make a huge difference.
Absolutely. However, not every blender can do this. Most people are thinking, well, I'll just go to my local hardware store or Walmart or someplace like that and get me a $40 or $50 blender. That is not the kind of blender we're talking about.
Right.
You need to have sufficient power. Then you need to have the blades that are designed to actually do this. And you need to have the ability to, you know, cycle a little longer than just this little burst of speed that you can get out of an ordinary consumer-grade blender.
Right, like the motor has to be up to the job.
That's right.
Actually, I was just looking at one of the blenders that we have on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website, and there was a review of it, and I just want to read the review because it's going to give. There's a few questions I have, and I want to start with. Here's the review. Here are my questions, right? So this person in July, Penelope, added this review. She says, "I use my awesome blender daily. Never fails to micronize everything." So I'm going to ask you, like, what's micronized? I put in there. And then now this is the part that I read it, and I thought, oh, that's nice. And then I thought about it. And now I've got to ask you about it, okay? I have pineapple stems, avocado seeds, whole fruits. Everything becomes totally drinkable and digestible in a minute or two. Okay, so I'm thinking, oh, well, that's nice. And then I said, hold on a second. An avocado seed is like, it's like half the size of my fist. And as far as I know, it's really, really hard. Right?
It's not a something soft thing.
Something I didn't realize was that this model is completely pre-programmed for different types of foods. I recommend this blender and Life Enthusiast Co-op to everyone. 5 out of 5 stars. And that was the BlendTech blender HP3A, if you're interested. But what blew my mind was, because here's the thing, and I do some juicing, and I have a tough time when I do the juicing, because I look, when I go to the, you know, to the market to get some organic vegetables and stuff to juice, because it's I do it to get the vegetables in me. You know, carrots are easy, beets are easy, but then you got all these leafy green things, and I have a friend that juices, and she always sticks all of them in, and it just tastes great, but I can't bring myself to actually put it in my juicer, right? And then now I'm listening to Penelope, and she's talking about pineapple stems, which are like, we can eat that? Avocado seeds? Like, I got the whole fruits problem. I don't have any problem with that. I understand putting an apple or an orange or something in there, right? But you know, avocado seeds?
Well, yes. So, okay, so let's start with the word micronization.
Right. Good place.
Well, it's just another word for making particles smaller.
Okay.
Chewing.
So this breaks it all up so that all of the nutrients in all parts of whatever it is accessible to my body.
Right. To your digestive system.
To my
because it's going to extract the nutrients only from the top layer. So if you don't slice it into smaller and smaller marbles, you're going to be only extracting from the large marbles.
Right. And I mean, with the avocado seed, I mean, that to me is a great visual, because if you just took an avocado seed, like forget about chewing it and swallowed it, and you managed to get it through your throat and into your system and everything else, you just got that little outside part of the seed, and then you have a real problem getting it out.
Well, first of all, you would never want to chew it, because that darn thing is as bitter as it gets.
Right.
It's not that's not a pretty tasty experience. You need to, if you're doing avocado pits, they are so full of nutrients. I mean, that's why you want seeds. You know, why do we eat almonds? Or why do we eat flax seeds or whatever else, other seeds? Because they are loaded with nutrients.
Oh,
why are they loaded with nutrients? Because they are the eggs of the plants.
Right, that's what the plant grows from.
Right. In fact, seeds should be sprouted, because every seed has a inhibition enzyme in it. So if you eat them just straight, raw... no, not raw. I mean, yes, raw, but... before you sprout them, unsprout, they actually have this enzyme in it that makes it difficult for you to extract proper nutrients out of it. So seeds should be actually soaked, at least soaked overnight until they soften. Then they're ready to go. But they're really, really ready to go as soon as the, what's that little bit called that starts growing? The little sprout, yeah?
The little sprout starts coming out. So when you have an avocado seed, the ideal thing to do is put it in water. When you see it starting to sprout and grow, throw it in your blender.
Yeah, that's right. It'll swell up. Then it will push off the sides, and then a little green bit starts growing up.
Popping up. Okay.
That's the time it's ready.
All right.
And then when you blend it down, of course, it's still bitter. Not as bitter as if you don't sprout it, but... you need to mix it with other things. You can't just do it by itself. But you could throw it maybe with a pineapple core.
Pineapple core, yeah. So, well, I think pineapple stems are bitter too,
yes,
right?
But the pineapple core is the thing that's the most loaded with, and the stems too, most loaded with the enzymes. That's where.
But that's the hardest thing to eat.
Yeah, that's where the bromelain comes from.
So the part of the pineapples, the two parts of the pineapple that I never eat are the two parts of the pineapple I probably should be eating.
Yeah, that's right.
The stems and the core, and I like just eating that juicy, fleshy thing around.
Yeah, that's the sweet part. That's where the juice is.
Yeah,
in fact, this is the fallacy of the juicer, because with carrots, you know, you take the carrot and you remove all of the pulp and you keep the liquid, right?
Yeah.
So you have colored sugar water.
Mm-hmm.
With the beets, same thing. You have colored sugar water. And you're throwing away all of the fiber and all of the nutrients that are in the flesh.
Right.
That's why a blender is a choice that I would make before a juicer. Because with a blender, you know, if you make, I don't know what, a mix of anything you like, including the green tops and fruits and whatever you throw in, you will be able to drink it. Especially, you can add some water to it. You know, some of our energized water, and make it palatable, you know, drinkable, as opposed to just thick goo.
So, Martin, you've brought up... Yeah, thick goo, thanks. Yeah, that's another really good
the
visual.
Mud pie.
The mud pie. Yeah, particularly when you've got, like, red and purple and green all mixed up together. But you brought up a question. You sort of kind of said something, and I've had other people say different things to me, and I've never had an opportunity to ask you this question. I'd like to ask you, when you're making so I've got a whole bunch of fresh stuff that I want to blend. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, should I be mixing like my apples and bananas and oranges? Not necessarily all one of or any combination thereof with my carrots and beets and lettuces and tops, or should I be keeping them separate?
Here comes the big.
I always like it when I ask
the grail of food combining. Is it not correct? Well, all right. So here goes.
Or what is the best if I really want it? I'm serious about my vitality, right? And so okay. So what would be the guideline here?
Well, first of all, we need to make a distinction between the greens that are non-starchy and vegetables that are starchy. Like a carrot, the red part or the orange part of the carrot versus the green top on top of the carrot.
Okay.
Or the beet, which is the purple bulb thing, or the beet tops, the green stuff.
Okay.
Or Swiss chard, that's the tops. Or onion, green onion, that's the tops. Anything that's the green tops is essentially very low calorie, very low starch, full of nutrients. You can mix that with anything you want. It's fruit.
I'm beginning to hear that I've been doing it all wrong.
Okay. Well, let's just say that
all the parts you're talking about are none of those are the parts I put in my juice.
Okay.
So I'm going to change that.
Let's say that your objective is vibrant health.
Right.
Most of the nutrients come from these tops, like dandelion tops. Okay.
Oh, I've got lots of those.
Yes. If your lawn has not been poisoned, you've got a phenomenal opportunity there.
Right.
You know, if you aren't using pesticides and herbicides on your lawn, dandelions are most wonderful nutrients, rich, green top.
Okay.
Anyway, so the greens, that's where most of the nutrition is. Wheatgrass, barley grass, sprouts, sprouted broccoli, and so on. All of that stuff, that is the highest nutrition of anything you can find.
I know you keep track of all this stuff, and we'll come back to this thing, but here's, when you talked about like wheatgrass and stuff, I'm thinking, oh yeah, I remember there's this little like Juba Juice place or whatever, and they've got this tray of wheatgrass, and the guy snips it off, puts it into a juicer to make me a shot, right?
Yes.
And now I'm thinking, I would be better off putting it into one of these high impact blenders. And getting, because I'll get more out of that than just the juice, right?
Almost right.
Okay.
The trouble with wheatgrass is that it's very high cellulose. And cellulose, if you look at cellulose under a microscope, it's just like little needles, like little razor blades. And, you know, we're not cows. Cow has four stomachs. That's how they deal with cellulose. A human is not good at dealing with cellulose. So that's why we're juicing carrots. I mean, not carrots, wheatgrass.
Okay, and why I don't eat the grass in my front lawn.
Right. But the juice from the wheatgrass is good. So you could use your blender to do this. All you need is either a nut milk bag or a cheesecloth. You could throw a bunch of snipped grass into your blender, make it into mush, and then throw the mush into the cheesecloth and squeeze out all of the liquid and keep the cellulose out of your body, because that's not going to do you any good.
Right. Or I happen to have a juicer. I will juice the wheatgrass and I will blend the tops.
Okay, so when it comes to something like the carrots, the dandelion, the beets, Swiss chard, kale, those type of things, they are very nutrient-rich, very low-calorie, most desirable greens. You can mix them with fruit. Like,
that might help the taste.
Well, not just help. Make it even just possible to get it down. Because I tell you, dandelion by itself or Swiss chard by itself is just not very nice.
Right, right.
So you can make a banana, apple, or banana blueberry Swiss chard. You know, or banana blueberry dandelion, or that sort.
Or what about carrot? The root of the carrot. Can you put that in it?
Well, so now we're getting into these different starches.
Okay.
So. Carrot bottoms or beets don't go so well with bananas.
Right. But they would go okay with apples.
Yeah, apple seems to be okay. So that's why we have that most powerful blend called the ABC. Apple, beet, carrot.
Yeah.
That is absolutely the most powerful thing.
So if I was to make my own ABC, apple, beet, carrot... Okay, I throw the whole apple in, no problem. Uh-huh. I throw the whole carrot in, I throw the whole beet in, right?
I would actually just keep the bottoms in this one.
So just the bottom, okay, so I've got
I mean, you
purple,
can do, you can do the tops.
Orange,
well, you can do the tops, but it's going to start turning bitter beyond consumability.
Okay, so then let's go back to how do we work these tops things in.
Well, we keep the tops in the fridge. And then mix them with banana.
Okay.
Because that's going to make it palatable.
So the banana is way sweeter than the apple.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I never thought of that. But that's like a real smoothie, too, when you look at a banana. And then pour a little water in to get till you get the texture that you want or the liquidity that you want.
Exactly. Yeah, it needs to be runny enough to be consumable. Otherwise, you're eating it with a spoon, which is okay, but it's a different business.
Right, right.
Okay, so anyway, the point is, you can do a so-so job on the carrots with a cheap $40 blender. But you can do a much, much, much better job using one of these $400 blenders.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go for the real Humvee and get the $800 20-amp blender that's that'll blend broom handles if you want.
Well, and I think the thing that we really want to, I really would like to emphasize on this, and you can tell me if I'm barking up the wrong tree or not, but if you were to have, like, how often would you make a concoction out with the blender, like once in the morning, once in the afternoon? That'd be an ideal thing.
Yes, yeah, you would.
And okay, so let's compare. Let's just say, for example, that we do some sort of fruit vegetable drink in the morning.
We do a similar type of fruit vegetable drink
in the
afternoon.
In the afternoon, and let's say that we decide to do that. The chances are, based on my experiences, I'm probably going to be feeling very full after both drinks.
Yes.
So I'm not really probably going to be having, because I know this is what happens, right? Is I look in my kitchen and I look at the counters and there's, I don't know, let's just say chips or bagels or something. I have those. Once I've eaten it, my stomach feels like it's, I can tell it's sticking way out. It's full, but I'm hungry, right?
Yes.
So what'll happen is I may have a little, you know, my stomach will be full of the vegetables, broken up vegetables and stuff. So I know. But I'm not going to be feeling, I'm going to be feeling satisfied and not hungry, right? So I'm not probably going to be snacking like I normally do. And so the chances are now I have my, let's just say my regular type of dinner that I have around 6 o'clock. So I'm really down to intaking food 3 times, and the 2 times that I do it afterwards, I'm feeling full and I'm not feeling, I don't like have cravings the way I do when I have my donut or something. So if my typical lifestyle was, you know, get a egg McMuffin or have a bowl of porridge or, you know, that sort of stuff, and then I would go and maybe have a sandwich for lunch and a salad or a sandwich for lunch and fries or, you know, whatever. I'm just trying to picture.
You're hurting me. You're hurting me.
Well, I'm trying to picture what I would call like the normal diet, right? And it's not my diet, but the kind of the normal society.
Okay, well, let's just talk somebody. Let's imagine a transitional person who decides that they want to kind of get into this, right?
Yeah.
So let's just start with a decent breakfast. So we'll take, beginners like bananas. Like when I was first getting into this lifestyle, I would take a whole banana and stuff in my smoothie.
Okay.
Then it became too much. Then I went to maybe half a banana and stuff.
Because that's part of the process you go through as your body changes and gets to like this stuff, right?
Right. These days I don't even like bananas. I don't even have them. I don't even buy them. Because they're way too starchy. And I'm used to that. But at the beginning, I had to have it, you know. Like for instance, to do a green kale smoothie, you need to have a banana with it because otherwise it just is horrendous. I mean, that stuff is bitter. You will try to it just makes your mouth pucker how awful it is.
Right.
But if you blend it with a banana, it's all you're tasting is the banana. The green disappears.
Right. Right. Well, and that's the key, right? Is you want to have it so that it's palatable. So, and then as you get used to it, it's the same with a lot of the superfoods, right?
That's right.
It's no problem now for me to drink them, but boy, oh boy, it was tough in the beginning. Yeah. So,
and the other thing is, of course, you know, you do need to make it liquid enough. You need to make it runny enough so that your body has sufficient moisture, liquid, you know, water, with it. So that, in the small intestine, when it arrives there through the stomach, it needs to be wet enough.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just like sawdust, and your villi will not be able to extract the nutrition out of it. It needs to be wet enough.
Cool.
So anyway, so that's why you need a blender. And that's why you need a decent blender, a professional-grade or commercial-grade blender, something that's going to actually break down the food sufficiently and last doing it. You know, you want something that comes with a 5-year warranty type of thing.
Mm-hmm. This is not piddly little blending that we're talking about either. I mean, this is hardcore blending. Just like if you, like my sons, they're hardcore mountain bikers, right? Mm-hmm. And they don't have, like, my bike, which was, like, $78. They've got, like, a $3,000 bike, and it breaks. Like, mine would be a pretzel. They're still, you know, having a tough time keeping their, you know, maintaining their bikes. And if you're sticking this stuff in and you really want it to make an impact on your health, you need a high-quality blender that's going to last and also going to do the job.
Uh-huh.
And the point I was wanting to get to earlier when I was talking about these two different diets was, you know, what would you say the quality of intake of nutrition would be with the, you know, 2 times taking a blended juice, vegetable, fruit concoction versus the typical average person's diet?
Well, I think we're talking orders of magnitude, you know, like we're talking 10 times, 20 times. You know, we're not talking twice as good. We're talking not even the same. Order of magnitude.
Not even the same galaxy.
Well, I mean, order of magnitude, right, is what I'm talking about. But, yeah, not the same universe.
Not the same universe. So, Okay, so the average guy who's commuting to work, you know, a few pounds overweight.
Well, he should be holding in his hand on his way out to the driveway a smoothie.
You're right, instead of his Starbucks coffee.
Yes.
So when he comes, you know, so I guess the point I'm making is most of us work. We do these 9-to-5 types jobs. If before we go, we have the smoothie. If we work it so that we can, you know, have a smoothie maybe at lunch or mid-afternoon or something.
Yeah.
When we get to home, normally it's like, oh, I've had a tough day, honey. Sit, read the paper, you know, and do nothing. What do you think will happen to that person?
Well, they'll continue to put on weight because they'll eat concentrated food and they'll be too tired to exercise. I mean, it'd be a whole different world if there was a, okay, let me throw a couple of apples and a carrot into the blender for you, honey.
Right. But if they did that, right, wouldn't they be more active and more, like, most people come home from work and they're just, I did it for 20 years, and it's just like, ah, I'm exhausted. I'm so glad to be able to sit down.
Well,
but that's because I don't have no vitality, right?
Yeah.
But if I'm taking all of this stuff and it's actually getting into my body, when I get home from work, I'm probably ready to get going and do something, right?
Well, yes. The number one point is the energy that your body expends on digesting stupid meals is now available to you to do other things.
Right.
So that's number one. You know, like if you think of it as capacity, if 4 of your 6 cylinders were occupied just digesting, and now you reduce it to only 1 of the 6 cylinders dedicated to digestion, well, you have the power of the 5 now ready to go play soccer or go doing tango or whatever turns your crank.
That was my point. My point was, is if after work you want to have energy to do something, then this will help get you through the day.
A blender meal is phenomenally micronized, which yields the nutrients readily. It doesn't require the digestive process to spend a lot of energy on it. It is rich in enzymes to begin with, so it's going to support you instead of draw you down. I mean, I could go for 10 minutes just, you know, tick, 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 all these things that it does for you. Absolutely. You're pointing at it. It's the right thing to do. And you need to do it.
I'm done.
Yeah, you're done. You need
to sign off. That's it. Bye.
Yeah, you need to do it with a tool that's right for the job.
Yes.
It's the same way as if you want to, you know, draw a business plan. You need to have a computer that can put it together. You know,
mm-hmm.
You can't do it on a pocket calculator. You need to do it in a real spreadsheet. If you want to dig a basement for a house, you know, don't do it with a shovel. That really is not the way to do it.
Yep. Okay. So there, on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website, there's a number of different blenders, and people can just sort of wander, look around, see the one that does the best job.
Well, let me just describe it a little bit. The BlendTec HB3A, they come with a very modern interface. They come pre-programmed with a bunch of ready-to-go programs. Like if you're doing ice crush for your margarita, hold my hand. But anyway, you just find the program, push the button, and it runs the ice. Or if you're doing small smoothie or complex smoothie, there's a program for that. You know, you just find it out of the 20 programs, push the button, and it just does it. And it's really cute to watch because it just sort of starts up slow. You know, to prevent cavitation, it just sort of masticates the bits. Then it increases the speed. Then it slows down a bit. Then it speeds up to full and runs at the full speed for a bit. Then it slows down to let it all settle. Then it stops itself. There it is, one of the programs.
Right. Wow.
Really nice, convenient. And the nice thing about these is that they're squat enough, short enough, that they'll fit under a typical kitchen counter, even fully assembled. Not kitchen counter, kitchen cupboard, you know, on top of your kitchen counter. Which is a nice thing because it doesn't steal real estate, and most kitchens' real estate is a premium, right?
Yes, that's right.
So,
there's usually not enough room.
Right, so this thing, all you have to do is just, you know, pull on it, pull it away from the wall, throw stuff in it, run it, put it away. It washes itself. If you want to wash it, all you do is just throw some water, maybe even soap if you like, in it, and turn it on. It'll cycle, wash itself, you dump it out, rinse it, and it's ready for next time use. The fancier Blendtec we have, that's the 20 amp, that's for people who would have bought a Hummer or a SUV with a V8 engine in it, you know. It's that kind of a thing. It works quicker, it does bigger jobs, it will accept a 4-inch blade, not just 3-inch blade, so you can do a 96-ounce smoothie in it, so if you have like 4 people to feed all at once, that's the tool to have, but it's $800. Hmm. It's a fantastic product, really. The other brand that we support is Vitamix. On our website, we have listed the professional blenders. They're called VitaPrep. There's VitaPrep 2 and VitaPrep 3. The VitaPrep 3 has the extra torque. So that's the tool used by most professional chefs. Vitamix has had the market of professional chefs for years. You know, if you see the, you know, they like Gordon Ramsay and people like that,
yeah,
they use VitaPreps. That's the tool of choice. Because it allows you to control with infinite precision the speed. It has a manual control, like a knob, like on the stove type of thing. So you just dial in the speed you want, sustain it as long as you want. You control it directly. And it has the torque to crunch through anything you want. So those are the tools we've selected. There are other blenders on the market. They just don't measure up. You know, we have the reason I say this is you can also see the Volixer cartridges on it. That's for the ultimate health nut. If you want to really supercharge your food, you actually stick the Volixer cartridge upgrade on your blender. That energizes everything that's in your blender. So it's not cheap. You know, it's $500 extra on top of your $400 blender. But, you know, for the guy who wants it all, that is it all. Anyway.
It energetically upgrades the food.
Right. That's like turbo on your engine or like nitro on your engine, right?
Very cool.
It just takes you beyond of what's normally expected. Anyway, in our business with the Volixer, you need to run it for at least 1 minute, sometimes for 3 minutes. To get the energy effect. So we used to sell upgrades to cheap blenders. And we gave up finally. We have replaced so many of those cheap blenders because they would just burn themselves out. You know, they would burn out the seals or the bearings or the brushes or whatever the parts, you know, it starts leaking, stinking, or just oozing goo or... So we finally gave up. The only brands we know will stand up to the abuse are Vitamix and Blendtec.
There you go. It's the way to go. And hopefully, if you want to have more vitality in your life, then you need to have raw foods, and you need to be able to get that food from the stomach into your cells. And blending it is an amazingly efficient way of doing it.
You summed it up beautifully.
Cool. So if you go to the Life Enthusiast Co-op website at www.life-enthusiast.com, and where it says Shop by Products, just go to Household Blenders, and you'll see all the different types there. Wander through, check them out, and get ready for a new stage in your life.
You said it. Call us, 1-866-543-3388. We'll answer all of your questions that you may have about it. Warranties, returns if you wish, or how good we are, how to use them, recipes. We got all kinds of stories to tell. And that's it, I think.
Cool. Yeah. So head over to www.life-enthusiast.com. We've got a link on there to the podcast. You can listen to these and all the other over 130 shows that we've done over the last couple of years. Lots of information about how you can restore vitality to you. And
to the planet.
And to the planet. So thank you very much for joining us, everybody. If you've got any questions, you know, leave a leave a comment on the podcast page, and we read them, and we'll deal with them in a future show. Or if you can't wait, you could pick up your phone.
Call.
What is that number?
1-866-543-3388.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you all next time.
Bye-bye.